Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And the Bible verse is from the book. We are on day 8, and I wanted to do a commentary on day 8. And the Bible verse for day 8 is from the book of Ephesians, and it's chapter 4, verse 25. And it reads, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body." This is Ephesians 4:25, and it speaks of rigorous honesty. I remember, or I think about, where I was when I was writing this particular writing about the rigorous honesty, and I know it dealt with what I had learned about the issue with the food, that I learned that I had to get really honest about the food. I could not, I couldn't excuse what I was doing, that it was something really raunchy about the way that I was eating. And because my eating was the type that it was very, it was very underhanded and sneaky, in terms of, you know, stealing food, or never, I would never really binge and overeat before other people, and unless they were binge eaters too, because I did have some people that I could just even call up, and under the guise of going to, you know, going to a restaurant or whatever else, it was always to overeat. It was always to binge eat and whatever that I did. And so I had to deal with that rigorous honesty first in terms of my food. You know, in terms of my food that I had to. And that was one of the reasons, too, why I didn't want a food sponsor. I didn't want to have to, I didn't want anybody in my business about the food. And I would do things, so when I first started going to recovery meetings, and I call them now secular recovery because they were not centered in Christ, and I'm at the point that I know in my heart of hearts that Jesus is Lord, and he's Lord of my life. And I can't separate anything that I'm trying to change in my life from what he says in his word. So I got to know his word, and I got to be, and with the best of my ability, walking in the spirit to live out that word, you know, one step at a time and staying very, very close to him. But I was, that was all I had available. And I went, I was told that I needed a sponsor, but I wouldn't do it right away. I would just come to the meetings and, just watch and observe and, you know, really not be a part of the, recovery, process in the eating thing. And then eventually I did notice that people who had sponsors, that they did better. They were abstinent, and they were talking about abstinence. And so I did decide eventually to get a sponsor. And this is one of the reasons why I write in the inventory that the four things that I have found that have helped me, that's helping me today, these are the things that are helping me today to stay out of the food and to stay in the word. These are the four things. One is that I do have a food plan, and I don't go looking for another way to eat. I don't, in my heart of hearts, I don't believe that there is a perfect food plan. I can work all I want to. I can, you know, talk about, I can do research, I can do blank the blank, whatever else. What, this is what I believe, that God gives me a way to stay out of the food, very orderly way, and I don't throw it in his face. I continue to do what he tells me to do. So I have a written food plan, and a written food plan is very important for me, because part of my recovery is to help people who come behind me. And they come behind me, and the only way that I know is to speak to them what I am doing honestly. Honestly tell them what I'm doing. That's what I try to do in this meeting. To honestly tell you what I am doing. To not do anything hypocritical. Not to encourage you to do anything that I'm not even doing myself. I pray for God to convict me, you know, of what I'm doing. So I do know that, you know, having a written food plan and sticking to it without deviation is one. And then the whole thing about portion control, because it's not just a matter of staying away from certain foods, but I also have to stay away from certain amounts. The wrong amount of a quote-unquote good food or even a healthy food is still detrimental to me. And this thing I know, this is what I know, God has given me this temple. I have a temple that God has called, you know, to be. I live in this temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so portion control, meaning that I'm not going to even overeat quote-unquote good food, but to make a commitment to proper amounts, proper foods, proper amounts, at the proper time, actually, because I don't stack meals. I don't have breakfast and then 2 hours later decide I'm going to have lunch, you know, and then 2 hours after that to have dinner. I call that's a elongated binge. That's a, you know, that's a dishonesty about what am I doing with the food. I don't want to do that. But what the point I want to make was that third point about working honestly with a food sponsor that I did not do at the beginning. So when I finally got to the point that I would work, quote unquote, with a food sponsor, I would write down that food, and then I would call it in to her, and I would eat that food, but also I would eat in between, you know, all the other stuff too. And like I said, eventually though, that stopped working, and eventually I did start having a food plan and not going without that food plan. And weighing and measuring my food and doing what I said I was going to do with the food. And if I needed to change it, to call in all of that change. But like I've said before on these meetings, I can do all those things, and I did do them for 4 years and on, because the same thing I have been doing since that time, and that was in 1987 when I finally got to got enough honesty to work with a food sponsor honestly. But like I've said, even at the beginning, it's not just a matter of turning away from what is wrong. That's very important. I can't serve two masters. The food is and was wrong. You know, the food for me, even if today, after 38 years of doing this, if I would decide, okay, please, I'm going to eat at whim. I'm going to do what I want. It's throwing in the face of God. I believe God has shown me how to get out of the food in that way. In His mercy, He showed me that. But what I've said before, too, I turned away, and I have turned away from the food. But what am I turning to on a daily basis? And this is where I learned that I had to surrender to God Himself, who is Jesus. Jesus is God in the flesh. He's God. The Bible calls Him the visible image of the invisible God. In His mercy, He is part of human history. People might, you know, balk against Jesus, turn their head about Jesus, but they cannot deny that He is and He came and what He did. Even the miracles that He did, they could not deny that. And they could even try to kill His body, His earthly body, which they tried to actually do. But they could not kill this divine message and what we have been given. And so what I am learning is that if I want the best life that there is, then I want to keep in step with the Spirit that He has given to me. And He gave me that Spirit when I saw how He is, when I saw Him work in and through the lives of other people. And oh, I so wanted that so much in my life. And it was more even than what I wanted, you know. It complemented what I was doing with the food. I can no longer say that abstinence is the most important thing in my life. You know, abstinence is a gift from the Lord, and it's a gift that I am not throwing back into His face today. I'm not throwing that in His face today, but my Lord Jesus Christ, the one who bled and died for me, He is the most important one, everything in my life. He is, I know no better life than the one that He has given to me. And yes, I do want to know what His Word teaches, and in the power of the Spirit, I want to walk out in that Word. And so the Word today, it says, put off falsehood and speak truthfully with him, to his neighbor, for we are members one of one body. And like I said, I'm learning that with the food. And I mean, I'm learning that one day at a time with the food. I'm learning that with individuals, you know. I do know this from the Bible. The Bible tells me this, is that I should be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. And so I have to watch that very much. I want to listen to the Lord so that I am not fooling myself and not saying what needs to be said at times, you know. Sometimes, you know, I can hear the Lord saying something in my mind that I need to speak about at the meeting. And part of me is like, you know, I don't want to do it. But, you know, the Lord, I want to be quick to listen to Him. And when I speak the things that God tells me, I got to remember to listen, keep listening and speaking. Because I do want to be honest about what is, you know, what I'm learning and what God is teaching me in my heart. I want Him to be that driving force. And falsehood would be me listening. Actually, the big falsehood I have to watch out for is the other God. I have the false God of food. But there's also the false God of emotions for me. That is one where I am put on the throne of life what I am feeling. You know, I'm sitting back and I can talk. Please, I can talk to you all day about what, yeah, I'm feeling and things like this. And I feel this and I feel that. No, God wants me to know Him. He wants me to be in His Word. He wants me to speak what His Word is saying and to live it out. To speak it and to live it out one day at a time in the power of the Spirit. And so what I've said, you know, and what I continue to say, and what I prayerfully say day by day, is this, is that Jesus gave me new life when I came to him. So this is why I speak about being born again. I'm born again, and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God, and he is the one who loves me bigger, better, greater than anyone has ever loved me. And my abstinence is part of the giftedness that he has given to me. And like I said, my abstinence means that I am clear, clean, and committed for his sake. Not so that I can, go on and on about how many years I got and how many pounds I lost and whatever else. It's not that I don't share those things. I do share them to let people know that God is mighty. He can do a mighty thing. He can turn a lot around in our lives, you know. We want to, and we want to let him. We definitely want to let him. And so, yeah, that type of, I'm sharing that, but that's not where my hope. My hope is in the living God of Jesus. My hope is walking in him. My hope is keeping in step with him. And I do. I want to keep in step with the living God. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Don't hang your hope on anything except the heart of the living God. The heart of the living God. You can trust him. You can trust him. Let me pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I do pray that I have been an encouragement to someone. I pray that what you have shown me, I have been able to pass on effectively to another. And it's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.